This hour of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless, your hometown cell phone guru. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today for another really busy show. Obviously, people waited all day long there in Washington, D.C., the media especially, and every 2 seconds I get a ping on my phone and see the reports that Trump's landed and Trump's coming and now he's entering the courthouse and now he's sitting in there. And then he was sitting in there and waiting for like 20 minutes. I guess the judge and the Obama appointee took her time to get into the courtroom, took 20 minutes. That's a power play. I guess something could have happened behind the scenes and just got delayed, but typically that's a type of power play that these people have. Trump charged, obviously, with the 4 counts, and of course, he pleads not guilty, and then everybody's like, oh, he's going to be leaving soon. He leaves the courthouse, and there's protesters and supporters and on and on, and then the media follows him in the motorcade, and he's back at the airport, and then he leaves. It's like there's whole shows that were dedicated. The whole day was dedicated to this. People spent hours. I'm sure a lot of talk shows spent 3 hours just basically watching that, and it's just like, okay. So end of story. Trump leaves, says not guilty. More of this is going to continue to happen. So I've got a lot of ground to cover. That's all I can tell. I'm no lawyer, but the charges pile up. And this is the weakest of the charges that I've seen so far in my non-lawyer eyes here. But it continues on, and we continue to run and be divided in this country, and the Biden administration and his lackeys make it worse and worse every single day. So I got a lot to cover, though. I'm not going to spend much time on all of this stuff because that's what they would love to do and distract the country from all the issues we're dealing with. I do have Mike Valente coming up. That'll be this hour. He's the director for Center for Election Integrity with the America First Policy Institute. He has been on the program before talking about ranked choice voting. Now, ranked choice voting is this complicated system where you rank the candidates. I'm going to vote for this person. If that one doesn't make it through, then you pick this person. That one doesn't make it through. Well, then here's my C choice, my D choice, and on down the ballot, right? As if voting isn't confusing enough in Arizona, and as if voting doesn't take long enough for them to tabulate the numbers, tabulate the counts, and, you know, we're waiting weeks sometimes on these close elections. So let's throw ranked choice voting in on all this. Well, the reason why I'm bringing Mike back is, first of all, there's an event happening, I believe, tomorrow with, I think, folks like Andy Biggs and stuff to talk about how this is heading our way in Arizona. It looks like this is going to wind up making the ballot here in 2024. And this is usually outside forces try to get this stuff in. So I expect you're going to see this happen and actually make it onto the ballot here in Arizona. So it's good that we know as much about this as humanly possible going forward. So we'll talk with Mike Valente. I also have Zach Ellman from Just Wireless. He's the owner of Just Wireless. He's always got a lot of great things to say about the state of affairs in our country. He's also got some good stuff here with the chili cook-off in northern Arizona coming up. That's in the Flagstaff area, I believe, this weekend. And I promise you, your comments, we're going to get to all those. I'm piling them up, and I think on tomorrow's big Friday weekly wrap-up show, I'm going to bring in Olivia and Angela as my goal, and we'll go over all those comments. Plus, we've got a business spotlight interview with Kelly Broaddus, a real estate market update that I'm looking forward to, and she was on the program briefly yesterday. Surprising things going on in the real estate market in northern Arizona, so I hope you'll stick around on tomorrow's show to catch up with that. Okay, again, your comments, I love hearing from you. Get those in. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I want to update you on something that happened in southern Arizona several months back. And this has to do with a illegal immigrant that came across the border, or a group of illegal immigrants. And this has to do with a continuing problem we're seeing in our state, especially on the border, especially on private property. I've interviewed ranchers from that area of the state over the years, and they're having a heck of a time on their private property, which borders Mexico, with illegal immigrants coming through, trash, crime, breaking in, you name it, drugs coming through, and there's been all kinds of crimes. They're fearful for their lives. They're fearful for their properties. I mean, imagine owning a ranch or a couple acres, a couple hundred acres, whatever, down on the southern border, and you've got people constantly coming through, and their first act in our nation is an illegal act, which is coming through and coming across the border illegally, walking across someone's property, I might add. So there's a Southern Arizona rancher. His name's George Allen Kelly, who has been charged with second-degree murder, and I think aggravated assault, a couple of counts on that as well. He's down there in a ranch, which is, where is this place, the Kino area or something like that. Anyway, right outside of Nogales, in the Nogales area, Kino Springs, sorry. He claims that on this day, months back, illegal aliens were coming through his property, or males, a bunch of guys with backpacks, khakis, carrying AK-47s. And so he went back in, he called Border Patrol. He then found these people. He claims that one of the people pointed an AK-47 at him. And then this guy, the rancher, claims he fired a shot over the head of this group of guys, right? So then Border Patrol shows up, law enforcement, whatever, they all show up, and they start walking around the property. Eventually, they find Gabriel Cien Butinia, I believe Mexican national. I don't know his legal status or what his legal status was at the time. You can guess. He was later found dead on the property. So they took him into custody. They charged him because there's a sole witness here, one witness who claims that Allen, the rancher, allegedly shot the guy in the back, and then the guy died, right? Now it's kind of, they've been doing depositions and getting ready for trial. The trial's set for September, sometime next month. Apparently, the sole witness that claims that this Southern Arizona rancher just shot the guy, you know, because he's never had problems on his property before with illegals and all that, and never has feared for his life, I presume. Imagine living in that situation nonstop. But anyway, the sole witness now, it turns out that he was arrested back in 2015 and did time for smuggling 50 pounds of weed over, the media was calling cannabis, 50 pounds of weed over the border, and he got busted, and he did jail time. So this is their star witness that they've got set, their sole star witness they've got set against this rancher coming up in September. I sense there's problems with the prosecution's trial at this point, but I'm anxiously watching to see what happens on this border issue, private property issue, and legal issue here in Arizona. I'll be watching this one closely. So yeah, there's that, and we'll see how that one goes. So another one here, Governor Hobbs, she's considering declaring. These people never stop. I actually was taking time this morning to look at this has to do with the weather and the temperatures. This is another one of those heat, state of emergency for heat, right? And we're talking about this with Larry Behrens from powerthefuture.com yesterday. And I got a video up, by the way. We edited that video. We put up the interview with Larry Behrens. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Look up Orvitz, O-R-A-V-I-T-S. I'd appreciate it if you do that. Or go to talkwithjeff.com. Watch the video there. My interview, and Mark Hout was with me as well, with Larry Behrens, talking about how these people literally have gone to war with heat. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Every war these politicians fight, they fail. War on poverty, war on drugs, war on terror. You name it. They're at war with heat now, which is about the dumbest thing you could ever imagine. I can guess the outcome of this war is that they are going to lose it in a massive way. But now, okay, it was a hot July, and I was looking back this morning at some of the hottest Julys on record, And it was a very hot month. It was the hottest July on record, but they said it was 30, 31 days of 110 plus. It's 110 plus every day. But then I was watching the temperature in the middle of the month. It was like 108 a couple days. So I started thinking, well, how many other months, how many other times in July have we had over 110? And the closest one I could find was 15 days, was number two, right? But how have they changed how they measured the temperatures and where they measure the temperatures? How much concrete has been poured in the area? Okay, it's probably hotter in Phoenix, but I suspect a lot of this is man-caused. All the concrete, all the pavement. They've created a localized heat problem there, but they're acting like it's the rest of the world's problem and the rest of the world's fault. I think these people are absolutely out of their minds. If you change the temperature just by a degree or two, looking back on past heat waves, we could have easily had a spike just as long. And if you had measured it different, maybe they measured it in a different spot 10 years ago, 20 years ago. These records are suspect whenever I see them, because who's taking the records? How are they recording it all? And you know, how are they maybe fudging stuff just a little bit, just a degree here or two? Anyway, I don't doubt that it was a hot July, but they act like this is a surprise over and over again. So much so that they have to now declare a state of emergency because of the heat. I mean, everything's a state of emergency now. Anytime something happens with the weather, state of emergency. So Governor Hobbs is talking about declaring a state of emergency because of the heat, which then, of course, opens up Phoenix or Arizona, Maricopa County in this case, to federal funds and this and that. But come on, are we going to do this? Is this the new bar every year? That it gets hot and it's hot. Oh, it's been hot for 10 days. Oh, we have to declare a state of emergency once again. We have to send out warnings to everybody all the time. You know, it's hot. You know, you live in a hot spot. Get over it. Deal with it. Act accordingly. So yeah, state of, we'll see if she actually does this, but it has cooled down. So I'm starting to heat back up once again. So we'll see if they flip out, for the rest of August. Hopefully it's not like July. Navajo Nation, I believe, had already declared a state of emergency because of the heat. So that opens them up for federal funds. Round and round we go. Everybody wants the feds to kick in the money, and the federal government does not have the money. Broke as a joke. Let's see another Arizona one here. Traffic deaths are up in the state. At least 1,294 people were killed in traffic collisions on streets and freeways last year. It's up from 1,192 in 2021, an increase of 8.6% according to Arizona Motor Vehicle Crash Facts Report published on Monday. I don't know. You drive in Phoenix. I would imagine most of the deaths are down there. It's an insanity down there. I don't know how anyone makes it from point A to point B in Phoenix. Another traffic related one here. An Arizona man was trapped in his Tesla on a 100-degree day. When it wasn't 110, I guess. It was 100-degree. He got stuck. He couldn't get out. I guess the battery, this is from USA Today, there's some kind of the internal battery, which controls some of the internal stuff, I guess, 12-volt battery inside the vehicle, went dead. And I guess all the cars, the doors and everything functions. I drove in Bruce Sidlinger's Tesla at one point. It's all electronic. Everything's electronic. Automatic doors, the doors open for you. So this guy, the battery dies, and 73-year-old guy, he's sitting in there. He couldn't get out of the car. He just couldn't get out. He couldn't figure out how to get out of the car. And then he's thinking, well, maybe I'll open up the glove box, you know, check the owner's manual. I don't know. Did they even have a printed owner's manual on the Tesla? He couldn't open the glove box. I guess that requires a battery to open that. So yeah, I guess it trapped him in there, and he finally had to figure out that there's like an escape mechanism right on the door. Emergency latch is found underneath the window switches of the front seat in the Tesla Model Y. So he finally was able to click on that thing. I don't know. I think when things get so complicated, we can't figure out how to open the doors up. I think that might be a sign that they've gotten too complicated. I've talked about this with the price of vehicles, that sometimes you just need a car to get to work and you just want like the windows to roll down. You want the engine to work, you know, the seat to be somewhat comfortable, maybe a radio. Okay, stick an AC in there and call it good. Give me some seat belts and maybe a front and side airbag, right? Just the basics. You can't get the basics anymore, though. And then they wonder why everything's so expensive, because everything is really made luxurious at this point, and most people can't afford it. So we're making things overly complicated. I wonder if there'll be a kind of a blowback to get things back to, like, you know, some people are going back to flip phones. Do we start seeing some cars roll out with, like, you know, the old roll down windows, the old style? I don't know if that's going to happen. Sign me up for that. Can I save 20 grand? Give me roll down windows and, 5-speed or something like that. And let's get back to the basics here a little bit. You know, when so many people are broke, when nations broke, spending like crazy, maybe you just need to return to, okay, we need to cut out the bells and whistles and get back to I don't know, some more normal times here, normal expectations. Speaking of normal expectations, the Surgeon General put out a warning regarding social media and kids. This doesn't surprise me. Social media and youth mental health notice came out from the National Health Services, the NHS. Advisory describes the current evidence on the impacts of social media on the mental health of children and adolescents. And I would add adults too. I mean, I think a lot of adults are jacked up too from too much social media as well. It states that we cannot conclude social media is sufficiently safe for children and adolescents and outlines immediate steps we can take to mitigate the risk of harm to children and adolescents. Let me give you the immediate steps. You got a kid in your household under your charge, get rid of the damn smartphone. I don't know how else to say it. Or put such strict restrictions in there. Like, I know iPhones. iPhones have time constraints that you can put in there and then put a password, protect it. You can limit app downloads. You can limit sites they go to. You, as parents, we've got to take charge and say, hey, this device has a lot of good here, but this device also can have a lot of bad. It can invite all kinds of predators into your life if you're not careful on social media, all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet, pornography, et cetera, that you won't want your kids exposed to. You got to take charge and put limitations on these phones or take them away altogether. Get a flip phone for basic communications. I know the kids will be all whiny and weird, but so what? They're kids, you know, shut up. It's, you know, listen to what I say. I'm in charge as the parent. And I know a lot of you are doing this, but I mean, you've even, when the government even comes out and says, hey, the social media thing might not be the best thing for our kids. And staring at the screen for, I've seen the numbers, they're off the charts as to how many hours kids are spending on these screens, how much screen time they're having, you know, staring at movies, staring at social media, just browsing the internet, YouTube videos. I mean, the stupid things they watch. I mean, we all like to have fun, but the kids need restraint. Their minds aren't even developed yet. And they're just this thing, they're attached to this thing nonstop. So I often don't agree with these government agencies, especially anything that comes out of Surgeon General or the, you know, NHS especially. There's a lot of disagreement, a lot of things they've done that, especially back to COVID and the COVID idiocy. But I think there's a common, we have a common ground here to try to get our kids off the social media and off the, you know, get outside in nature and go do something and go enjoy the world we live in and not some virtual world. Anyway, anything you can do to get your kids off this stuff and limit it, I think is going to be a phenomenal, benefit to them and their development and their, participation in this you know, beautiful world we got here. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. So go ahead and send me an email. And like I said, we want to share a bunch of those on Friday's big weekly roundup. So get those in right now. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right. I told you about this meeting I heard about on yesterday's program sometime in August that the BRICS nations are meeting, and you know, Russia's really pushing behind this thing. I don't know if it'll amount to anything. The dollar's in trouble as the currency that people use for transactions, especially business transactions around the world. I don't know when it will be dethroned as the standard, you know, currency for the entire world, the currency that everybody uses. But it's been diminishing as far as the percentage that people are using around the world. I really don't know, but there's more and more talk about going to a gold-backed currency. And August, I think it's 22nd or so, the BRICS nations are meeting on this very subject. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. If you haven't learned about owning physical gold and silver, now may be a really good time to do that. I never tell you how to invest. I won't tell you that because investing comes with risk. I mean, it can go sideways. I look at buying gold and silver, just me personally speaking, as an insurance policy that my family's done for years. We personally hold it stored in a safe location, not on premises, just so you know. You can learn about, you know, storing that. You can ask Justin at Desert Gold Exchange. He's got a lot of good insight. He's got an investor's kit for you as well. If you're new to this or if you just want to get freshened up, call Desert Gold Exchange, Arizona-based company. They'll get you physical gold and silver shipped really quickly. And they're very competitive on their pricing. Please call them up. Please mention the Jeff Horvitz Show and learn more about owning physical gold and silver. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. 888-852-4343. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
You know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Well, that's kind of nice. I just saw this. The Big Talker sent me over 97.1 FM, 107.9 FM in Prescott. They did like a survey, Facebook survey. So if you're on Facebook, go vote on this. It's kind of fun. Asking about all the shows on in the lineup, and thank you to everyone who voted for this show and put us number one. I'd like to see more people voting on this, get the stats up a little bit. But yeah, if Big Talker has a Facebook page, you can go check that out. And I think they're popping some of my videos up there as well. I had that video with yesterday with Larry Behrens on the energy issue, the solar, the destruction of the light bulb. Go check that out. And you can also get it at my website, talkwithjeff.com. That's talkwithjeff.com. We're going to talk ranked choice voting here in just a few minutes with Mike Valente, Director of Center for Election Integrity, America First Policy Institute. I think this is going to be on the ballot. So it's an important one that you're aware of, and the implications of ranked choice voting coming up, especially if it passes here in the state. I want to mention this. I meant to do it yesterday. Ran out of time, though. August is pet month at Zero Res Northern Arizona. So here's what it means. You get 20% off pet-related services if you use the promo code, and I like this one, Puppy Love, all capital letters, Puppy Love, when you go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Click or put in Puppy Love under the promo code so you can get 20% off. So this is a really cool thing here. You got the Zero Res process. This is designed to treat the surface and subsurfaces of the carpet. It helps extract even the deepest of pet spots. And it's like without the use of soaps, detergents, or harsh chemicals, you're going to rest assured here. They're going to leave your floors clean and safe for your pets as well. I want you to, I'll give you the number here too, or you can go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com and click on the comments, the email link, or whatever they got there regarding any questions, because it's a little complicated process where sometimes the pet odors could be extreme, and they're going to come in and evaluate. Most of the time, they're going to come in and clean the carpets for I think, what is it, $138? So a great deal on carpet cleaning, but then you got this 20% off code that you can use. So anyway, call Zero Res Northern Arizona. Get all the details, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, 928-378-8888. That's 928-378-8888. Pet lovers out there, which I'm one, and I know many of you are as well. You love your pets, but you want your carpets still to smell clean, and we know what pets can do and the problems they can cause. So use that promo code. Go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, click on or enter in puppy love. That's puppy love. All right, hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boys Services.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Comments, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Weekly roundup tomorrow. We've piled up all the comments. I've fallen a bit behind today or this week, so we'll make sure we get to those on tomorrow's program. So keep those coming in. Don't forget, we have Zach Ellman, CEO of Just Wireless, in the second hour of the program as well. A lot of ground to cover with him. But joining us right now is to discuss an issue, rehash an issue, because he's been on the program before. Mike Valente, who's the director with the Center for Election Integrity, the America First Policy Institute, talking ranked choice voting. Mike, how are you doing today?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Let's make elections more confusing, and I want them to take longer. I want results like in 3 months instead of the 3 weeks it usually takes Arizona.
Ask and you shall receive.
I keep thinking my life's going to get easier, but everything they throw at us is more calm. I just did a story on a guy who got stuck in his Tesla because he couldn't figure out how to open the door. I mean, we're getting to a confusing state here. Anyway, Mike, another story there. I know you got an event coming up we'll get to here in a minute here in Arizona. Arizona's a kind of a key player in this ranked choice voting. Why don't you back up and explain to us what this thing is?
Sure. Ranked choice voting is something that actually across the country, even in red states, progressives are pushing because it does create a system of confusion and chaos. Basically, right now, when you go to the polls, you choose between one or two or three candidates and you vote for the one you want. Sometimes it's the lesser of two evils. Sometimes it's someone you're really excited about. You vote for that person and you walk out. And that's it. With ranked choice voting, you have a different responsibility as a voter. You go in and let's say you see three or four candidates running for the same office. You're no longer supposed to just vote for the one that you want. You are supposed to vote for each one of the four and rank them in your order of preference. So 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then you're done voting. What happens then is when literally all hell can break loose. The polls close, and what happens is if none of the four candidates got 50% plus one, then they go to a run and what they would call automatically looking at the second choice. So the person that finished fourth, they would be disqualified. All of the people that voted for that person in the first place, they would then look and see who those people voted for in second place. They then would redistribute those votes to the remaining three people. If at that point nobody gets 50% plus one, that third person is now eliminated. And they then go back to the person that got eliminated and look at who the next choice was for all of those people. And then they redistribute it. And at that point, they should get to 50% plus one. And also at that point, your Christmas shopping should be about done. And there probably are 14 lawsuits either waiting to be filed or already filed, because what typically happens and frequently happens is whoever gets the most votes doesn't win, which somehow seems to me to be un-American. And that's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Heavy on the butt.
Yeah, I've got and I know you've explained this to me and my listeners in the past, and I still have questions about this. So let's say there's four candidates on the ballot, like you explained. I'm going to write in, hey, my first choice, and if that person loses, here's my second choice to be it, then third, then fourth. I assume if I don't fill in one of the circles, I just cannot fill in the circle for the fourth choice. Give me a break.
Right.
That's not going to happen. Then am I like...
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah. And that's another problem with ranked choice voting is it's called ballot exhaustion. So what happens is, and this will, by the way, there is examples of this happening. This is not hypothetical, where people will go in and vote. They vote for someone they're excited about. None of the others they're excited about. So they don't vote for any of the other two or three. And so what happens is if their candidate does not win, they will then no longer have another vote. Whereas someone else who goes in and votes for all four candidates and ranks them will have another vote. So basically, you no longer have an equal vote, with that my vote is not necessarily equal to your vote. Your vote may have more power and more authority than my vote if I don't fill it out according to 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's called ballot exhaustion. It has happened in numerous places. It happened most recently in Alaska. There were 11,000 people whose votes never got counted because they wanted to vote for one person. That one person didn't end up finishing first. There was no second, third, or fourth choice. Their ballots did not count after that, but other people's ballots did. It happened, honestly, in Oakland, California in 2022. They had a race for mayor. They've used ranked choice voting in Oakland, California since 2010. So it's been around a while. And what they found is, especially amongst African Americans who went in to vote, they did not rank people. They voted for one person that they liked, and maybe they voted for them four times, which you're not allowed to do. Their ballots were disqualified, to the point where the NAACP filed a lawsuit to try and get the results overturned, and put a scathing report out on ranked choice voting from the NAACP.
Wow.
So this is not like theoretical. This is happening in places around the country where ranked choice voting is being used.
And we'll get to the why it matters here in just a second, folks, because this is a big Arizona issue coming up. Mike Valente is with us, director of Center for Election Integrity, America First Policy Institute. I'm trying to... You and I and many of us have dealt with the confusion of Election Day for far too long. In Arizona, it's been confusing because we drop off all these early ballots on Election Day, or at least that's what we've done in the past. I don't encourage that anymore. And then the counties get dumped with all these, and then they're counting, and it takes a long time. And there's been confusion and questions just on the systems that are in place now. I'm trying to figure out, Mike, how... I just watched a special on artificial intelligence last night. Are they going to have the robots come in and figure this out? Because I'm trying to figure out how you run all this stuff and all the different scenarios and then keep going.
Well, what happens is, and it's a great point, because one of the problems with ranked choice voting is the onerous things that voters have to go through, number one, in the voting process, where they literally, you know, if they're not voting for all four, they don't have the same quality of a ballot that somebody else that did vote for all four had. The other part are the election workers themselves. And, you know, anytime you extend the period of time it takes to get an election result, you see a direct correlation with the confidence in people's, people's confidence in the election process. So, you know, if it's taking 2 or 3 days, you know, you can add to that because, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you know, in Maricopa County, they had one person running against one person, and they became ground zero for a cluster. And they couldn't get it right with one person running against one person. You know, it ends up in court, it ends up in Supreme Court, it probably will end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. Can you imagine now those election workers, after a long day and things happening and dealing with it, they now have to not only do a counting once, they have to do it twice, three times. And what happens invariably, and it may not be nefarious, but people make mistakes.
Yeah.
And a perfect example of that one, I'll go back to Oakland, California. They had a school board race in Oakland, California, where because of a miscounting, in a way they counted the ballots incorrectly, again, after having RCV for 12 years, they actually swore in the wrong person to school board. When they found out that there was an error, they redid the computer analysis and found out that the other person actually had won and that they had made the mistake of declaring the wrong person the winner and swearing them into office. So they already held office. And that created a whole bunch of legal problems, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Plus the stress and the strain on the election workers. You know, I mean, one of the things, you can give a lot of reasons. I go back to the common sense one, which says, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. The advocates of ranked choice voting sell it as a panacea for just about everything, including male pattern baldness. I mean, they say it's going to stop negative campaigns. An MIT study showed that it does not do that. They said it's going to help increase turnout amongst minority voters and encourage more minority candidates to become involved. A University of Minnesota at the Hubert Humphrey Public Policy Institute just debunked that. They also say that it's going to bring better candidates in. There's nothing that indicates that it does. So all of these things that they say are going to make voting better, they actually make it, what I say, you know, our motto is make it easy to vote, hard to cheat. They're making it easy to cheat and very hard to vote and extremely hard to count.
Yeah, and I don't see, Mike, how this brings in any better quality. I've been waiting for better quality candidates, as you have, for right. for a very long time. I can see that guy. Remember that guy in New York with the boot on his, the rent is too damn high guy?
Yeah.
Wasn't he running? For, I mean, you could yeah. see a guy like he makes it in. He's like the fourth or fifth choice, but he winds up winning.
and that's what I mean, there's something fundamentally wrong with that. The other thing which they're now looking at, the same people that advocate this ranked choice voting, you know, here in Arizona, they're now looking at what they call nonpartisan primaries, or what we call in California the jungle primary, where it doesn't matter what party you are, everybody runs together, and then the two top vote getters run in a runoff. Well, you know, and their claim, and we saw this in California, was that it would bring more moderate candidates to the table that are willing to negotiate with people on the other side. Mm-hmm. And what we found there was, because of the way in California districts are drawn, there are either solidly Democrat or solidly Republican districts and nothing really much in between. And as a result of that, you had, especially because California is a heavily Democrat state, as you know, you had someone who was left of center and someone who was more left of center.
Yeah.
And that's what you end up with in the legislature, and that's why we have such ridiculous laws in California.
Yeah,
then you don't even
get a choice.
It's not as bad as that.
Yeah, I'm in Flagstaff right now, and Coconino County's very blue. And, you know, at least I have a choice on the ballot right now. I'm well aware that a lot of times the Republican doesn't have a prayer, but at least people step up and still run. They wouldn't even have the opportunity under that scenario. So, Mike, why it matters here in Arizona, back to ranked choice voting, is a group's pushing really hard to get this on the ballot in 2024, an initiative?
Yes, exactly. Okay. They tried in 2022. Ironically enough, the folks that claim this is all for good government had a whole bunch of their signatures that they submitted in a petition, and the signature petitions were thrown out, and so it did not qualify, had to be decided by a court. They're back at it again in 2020, we'll be back at it again to get it qualified in 2024. And once it qualifies, again, not to use the California model because it's not one you want to follow, you know, in California, you have ballot initiatives that spend tens of millions of dollars, and you will have the same thing here in Arizona. You know, ballot initiatives spending tens of millions of dollars to get this thing passed because there's no shortage of money on the progressive left side of organizations and individuals that want to see this passed around the country.
And so that's
why we're coming together with some folks to talk about what are the downsides of ranked choice voting and kind of equip people, grassroots activists, equip them with the knowledge, the information, the examples, and the talking points of how to address this when their neighbors, you know, folks they go to church with, whoever, start asking questions about ranked choice voting.
That's tomorrow, and for my podcast listeners, so Friday, August 4th in Scottsdale, you're having a seminar. I think that's a good friend of the show, Congressman Andy Biggs, I think is going to be there as well.
He's going to be our lunch speaker. We've got several different organizations involved in the election integrity movement, Honest Elections, Turning Point USA, American Constitutional Union, and Vote Ref, all of whom have joined together. And we're working together on this because, again, we're not just here in Arizona, but around the country. The left has made this a major move in their election efforts, and we have to be ready to answer it and keep this thing out of just really ruining elections. I mean, just recently, within the last month, in Arlington County, Virginia, which is a heavily blue county in Northern Virginia, very liberal, very progressive, they tried ranked choice voting in the Democrat primary that they had there, because they have off-year elections in 23. And it was so bad that the board got together, the election boards in Arlington County got together, all Democrats, and said, we're not going to do this again in November, because it's just too bad. It's too tough for the voters. And they did a public education effort. And still, with all of that, it ended up being way too difficult for the voters to understand and really turned people off. So they decided not to do it come November.
All right. So this event tomorrow, is this open still? How do people?
It is. If anybody's interested, it's free. The only thing we ask is that you register.
Okay.
They can go to eventbrite.com in the area for events. You just type in no on ranked choice voting, Scottsdale, Arizona, and it'll pop up and you can register. And again, it's free.
Okay. And we'll put that in the show notes too once the podcast pops here tonight. All right, Mike, keep us up to date on this one. I think we'll be talking throughout the election process here on this. So I appreciate it. And you'll have to explain it again next time. But I think I'm getting
maybe it'll be different next time. Who knows?
It could be, right? All right, Mike, take care.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
All right, folks, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, if you need to get your home refinanced, call my friend Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. I've worked with her. My family's worked with her. She did a great job on refinancing a multifamily property that we have last year, but does homes, first-time buyer. Maybe you're refinancing a home as well. Maybe you're moving into another one. Maybe you want to get a second home. Nova Home Loans acts like a broker, but they're a bank also. They're largest privately held mortgage lender in Arizona. So they've got a lot of options. They can find the best program for you. Kim Dawson will find the best program for you. Mention a Jeff Horvitz show. Please do that. I love it when you do that with all of our sponsors. Mention a Jeff Horvitz show when you call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. You get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
I've worked with Desert Gold Exchange because I know they keep their overhead low, and I know they pass those savings on to you, so that way they can deliver more gold and silver directly to your door than just about anywhere else. Justin and his family-owned Desert Gold Exchange, they trade exclusively in physical, tangible metals, a commodity that can't be erased or hacked, which is really important nowadays. Now, when you call Desert Gold Exchange, by the way, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. They're going to help you understand pricing and the difference between various coins and actual bullion. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Like I said, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Get a free investor's kit, 888-852-4343. Call them up. Learn how to get more physical gold and silver for your investment, 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. All right, that's it for this hour. But don't go anywhere, though. I've got Zach Ellman, CEO of Just Wireless, next hour. A lot of ground to cover with him, state of the country. I'll talk a little bit about the Trump arraignment today. Also on a food front, on a fun food front, that chili cook-off that he's involved in. That sounds good. Maybe he'll bring some in for us as well. And your comments, hey, get those in. We're piling those up. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a few minutes. This hour of the show is brought to you by Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone back to the second hour of the program. Zach Ellman, CEO of Just Wireless, among many other things, many hats. Mahalo is here with us. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am beat like a dog. I'm trying to type right now to Instagram everybody out that we're doing this right now, and my fingers are even tired. It's just like, ugh. And I've got a long, fun weekend ahead of me.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the chili cook-off. Yeah. You've got that going on. You mentioned fingers hurting, though. I think a lot of kids' fingers are hurting, too. I was reading last hour about the Surgeon General. And I, usually if something comes out of, like, NHS, I saw the release from the Surgeon General saying that they're concerned about the health risks of too much social media for kids. And I was like, really? Wow, really? I mean, it's like smoking warnings, you know? It's
I,
mean, like,
I think more gaming, I could see maybe.
Social media, just being on the phone, smartphones, things
yeah.
like that.
I mean, you know, carpal you know? Tunnel with the keyboards and
well,
stuff.
They weren't,
I
they
mean,
weren't yeah. mentioning that. They just mentioned the mental development.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I was like, I finally agree with something that came out of NHS, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did see that, Jeff. And yeah. I thought to myself, I should probably take the tablets away from my kids that are on them all the time. And
I mentioned that last hour.
Started like, World War IV in our house. It went nuclear. So
yeah,
and when I say four, it's a four-year-old. So you know how that goes.
Oh wow, yeah. Well, you do own just wireless, so I mean these things are very accessible for you.
Huh. And, they were born into it, but yeah. It's kind of hard to get them off of it. I mean, the friends yeah. they bring. I mean, you know, it's you try as long as you can, but then one of the group gets it, and then you got to have the talk. But you just limit it. I mean, I tell my daughter, do fun things, draw, do all that stuff. But,
yeah.
It's scary out there how much time they spend on
I it. I send you the every couple of weeks, I'm like, Zach, what do I do about Olivia and the phone? Yeah. And I send you a text. Yeah. I'm like, do you have some flip phones there? Do I do this? Do I do that? And and then my wife was like, just get her an iPhone or something. You can limit the apps. And I was like, yeah, but that never works.
Yeah,
find a way around it. And I'm starting to feel really bad because she's like the only one that even the teachers are like, oh, take out your phone and look up this. And she's like the only one in the class that doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So I guess I got to come to some kind of solution.
Well, it's safety for us, you know, down with our oldest daughter. She's getting to that age. We want her to be able, if she's somewhere, to get a hold of us, because you can't find a payphone, Jeff. We know that. And so it's just, you know, it's a different world. But, you know, flip phones, good idea. You can still kind of monitor it, but you can come to Just Wireless. We have some options. We're the one of the few places that still has flip phone availability, believe
then it's
or
the
not.
Text it's, thing. It's a, I know. You know, scrolling through the letters and all that, the numbers.
You can have it both ways sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
We survived on a landline, Zach. You know,
I had
leave a message and we'll get back to you someday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Page me.
Beat me. All right, Chili Cook-Off coming up this weekend. Let's start with that and touch on that a bit because we've got some more desperate news to get into as well.
Yes.
So at least this is good. Where's this, Flagstaff?
It's over at Thorpe Park in the park side, not the softball field. It's going to be going on Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Come on out. It goes usually till about 3. The event is an amazing local fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters. We've been doing this forever. I've been on the committee I think 10 years now. I don't cook, but there will be, I believe, 26 red chili cooks this year, former world champions.
Nice.
This is a qualifier, a state championship qualifier to go to the nationals. So the ones that win in those categories that we offer in red chili, green chili, and the salsa, they will advance and maybe have the big belt prize that you can win. So we have former world champions that live in town. Paul Whitney, who's the head of the committee and been doing this forever. He's the godfather of chili.
He's one of my neighbors.
He is. But he is a world champ. I mean, it's amazing some of the chili that comes out, and it is very inexpensive. You get $10 admission fee. You get to taste whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You go around. We got some beer coming out this year from Legacy in the Chamber of Flagstaff that's helped us out with that. Get that all set up. It's added a real flair over the years. It gets really crowded. well, I think last year we did around 4,000 between the 2 days. I mean, we've had, you know, Guy Fieri came out 1 year. It's been running for 39 years. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's a big local event. A lot of locals love it. So come on out. Check us out. Hopefully we're going to have just perfect weather, it looks like. Sometimes that's the biggest concern, believe it or not, because the rest of it's so much fun.
Yeah, a lot of times you get the downpours, and we've got that the past few days, so it seems like it's actually going to warm up again.
Yep.
So that way everyone can start whining about the heat again.
Yeah, it's fantastic for families with the park right there. Yeah. You know, it's just laid back. Good times. We've got some live music running around. And this year on Sunday, we're doing a Best of Flagstaff restaurant competition for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And we have Lumberyard. We have Beaver Street. They're relative. And then we've got Bricks coming in, doing it, and then Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
So we've got four contestants to start this first one. So
and you taste their food or
they're,
something?
They are going to be out there. Okay. You can go try the chili that they're bringing, and then you're going to vote. Like a People's Choice Award.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
For the best one. There's a trophy.
Where you know how that goes. Next year, we get even more to go on.
It's the first one, you know. We always, you know, getting it out there.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so it's to wear the crown of the best restaurant.
Yeah.
And we have a trophy that you're going to put in your restaurant saying you got the best chili in Flagstaff.
Trophies are good.
So, yeah.
I need a trophy. Just like, I don't have any trophies.
Well,
I don't know if I've ever gotten a trophy.
Open a restaurant, Jeff.
Yeah, no.
And make some chili.
I'm good. You wouldn't want to eat my chili. I've been a judge in the past. It's been quite a few years, a couple times for the chili cook-off in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
It was fun. And one advice I would give if you're doing it for the first time is it's not about volume because you're gonna get way too much.
Yes. Chili is more filling than you think, especially this kind of competition chili. It's very hearty.
And it usually cleanses the palate with like some sour cream or some beer.
Yes, sour
something
cream.
Like that. And
we do.
So you're really filling up.
Yep, the beer does do well.
Yeah.
But beer
does get with everything.
Yeah, like I mean, that. This stuff, I when I first started this, I thought I knew chili.
Yeah.
No. Mm. I mean, it's what I've learned and just experienced. And some of these amazing chefs that come out, I mean, it's unbelievable what they create and what they change year to year. And just it's a fun family event to just kind of look at food in a different way during the summer. That's how I've always viewed it. But the salsa is amazing too that people have out there. So if you like salsa, come on out early because that's usually gone pretty quick.
Okay,
it's kind of like the morning appetizer that people might
get that going at 10 a.m. Okay, that's 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Yes,
Flagstaff Thorpe Park.
I think on Sunday we were a little bit earlier. I think we open up at 9.
Okay.
It's on the website. The website, sorry, I forgot to mention that, azchili.com.
Azchili.com. Azchili.com.
Yeah, okay. Go there. All the details are there always. There.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get to some of today's kind of news items. I want to hit on a few things. Zach Elman's here with us. He owns Just Wireless and chili guy now as well, which I did not know, Zach. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in the Flagstaff area right now, call Kelly Broadus. You heard her on the program here a little bit yesterday. Actually, tomorrow we're going to do a business spotlight, and Kelly's going to give us a real estate market update. And it's very interesting what's going on with the real estate market throughout the country, Northern Arizona in particular, but also something that you and I have talked about a lot, short-term rentals as well. She's going to have some really valuable information, so I hope you'll listen tomorrow. That'll be during the 5 o'clock hour. If you're thinking about selling your home, you're thinking about buying a home, Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals that'll help you every step of the way from list to close. Give Kelly Broadus a call, 888-446-5602. You can also get the valuation of your home. Go to northernarizonafinehomes.com. Click on the home valuation tab, enter your information. You'll get an email real quick with that valuation. And like I said, tomorrow, make sure you're tuning in to the 5 o'clock hour for Kelly Broadus and her market update. I think you'll find a lot of valuable information there. Okay, let's start. Okay, I'll just start real quick because I mentioned the beginning of last hour, which was Trump was in D.C.
Yes.
And the arraignment on the four counts. But there's not much to say. It's the same thing that happened the other two times. The media and everybody's waiting there for hours, and it's the whole day's news event. He flies in, and they're like, he's here. And then he drives to the court. He's in the courthouse. No cameras, so you're just getting like little bits of information. The judge is an Obama appointee. It was like 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know what that
is. Got to add to the drama.
That's a power play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, add to the drama. That's a good one, too. And then, you know, not guilty. Leaves the courthouse, motorcade, airport, gone.
Yeah.
So there you
go. In and out.
And I think Atlanta next week is another one that's supposed to happen. They close the courthouse there. Mm-hmm. So one might be interesting because the sheriff there was saying, hey, unless they tell me not to, we're booking, we're handcuffing, and, you know, mugshot. America Today. It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, all of this stuff, I have lost kind of my ability to talk about it even anymore.
It's like, what do you say?
I can't discuss something that is so outrageously, egregiously stupid. All of this. I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, the charges, the legalities, everything start to finish. It is a theater show of bait and switch that I've never seen people actually accept.
it's all theater, just to do what they're doing and let people just forget about all the other stuff.
They do this all the time.
They did it with Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's the same show over and over these days.
Yeah.
When we get in these pickles, there's a lot going on in the news cycle that people are not talking about at all, especially the sit down Tucker Carlson interview yesterday.
Talk about that real quick because I saw a lot of tweets about it.
What's his face? What's his name? I always forget his name because he's so important to me in my life and just politically too, because he's the lobbyist guy. Let's call him Hunter's buddy. Interesting little tidbits that I saw, because I only saw about 4 minutes of it just online, but they're palling around. They're literally just sitting there just talking about stuff that should just shake every American awake as what our problems are.
Devon Archer?
Yes.
Is that the guy?
Yes. Okay, just yes. Look that up. I mean, yeah. So they were talking about how they were associating with people to come in and do deals with Hunter through the access of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that no one's talking about, that it's being glossed over, and then Trump is fed to us on every major news.
Like outlet. I said, they're lined up on the streets, and this is the big deal of the day. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
And if you compare the two cases as a reasonable human being, and it were just accordance to law, one is just a circus of BS.
Yeah. And the other one's being thrown under the rug, brushed under the rug.
The other one is being covered up.
Yeah.
We're at that point.
And it's corruption in the classic sense of everything, where, I mean, if Biden wasn't in power for 50 years, he wouldn't even have this kind of ability to do this. The son, what has the son done? He's gone off the coattails of somebody who's gone off the coattails of the taxpayers his entire, basically his entire adult life. It's the problem with our political system just compounded and thrown in our face, which is these guys are in there too long. They're in there for the wrong reasons. Yeah. They've become corrupted to the core. But most Americans look at it and they either aren't tuned in, don't care, or they look at it and say, well, look what's going on with Trump. I don't know if I want to speak up.
It could be all of that. But Jeff, it's a problem for both sides of the aisle, whatever you're on, as an American.
Yep.
And it's so anti-America to be doing these things, in my opinion. If you truly believe in just life and liberty, and leave me alone,
because
that's what I think this country is and should be.
What it should be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do bad things like this. And here's the thing. Look, Donald Trump in Georgia is where I'm worried about, because there's something going on with phone calls and swaying of things with legalities there. They got to have something. And if he's convicted and that actually happened, and there's something that you see in the evidence that goes, he should have done that.
I agree with you. Yeah. If they show through a legal process something tangible and real, which I question they ever will, it's to this point.
If they do, everybody
should have the same standard of law in this country.
Yes.
Nobody is above anything. But I suspect they'll have all I see is, oh, he did this, he said this, the intention was this, or whatever. And it's where's the concrete evidence on this stuff?
Oh yeah.
So bring that out. We need to see that. But I tend to doubt that they're going to have anything concrete, but
I haven't seen
anything. They're throwing everything under the kitchen. It's like, when does it become so excessive? You're like, okay, all right. And I think most Americans have tuned out already. I mean, look at the polling numbers, especially on the Republican side. They're like, well, we're still voting for Trump.
Yeah.
I've heard what you said. Okay, shut up already.
Yeah.
But there's just going to keep grinding and grinding.
Well, because of the lunacy of the charges and what they are legally. Yeah. They're just making stuff up, just completely forgetting statute of limitation law. They are creating their own circus court. It's treasonous to go against this stuff. It's unbelievable.
This is what authoritarians and radicals do. I mean, we knew this was coming at some point. So we'll keep watching it and see what happens. I'm frustrated with you because
you just want the rule of law followed.
Everybody should be everybody should be the same. No matter if you're the lowest as far as economic status or the you're king of the world.
Yeah.
We should all, but we know that's not how it's running nowadays. It's supposed to in America. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, not a nation of man. Let's turn to a couple things here in Arizona, Zach. I talked about the state of emergency that Hobbs has been talking about on the heat, which is just lunacy. I mean, again, these people are trying to, they're fear mongering people to get them whipped up all the time. The Secretary General of the UN, this was last Friday or maybe it was Monday, Angela and I were talking about it, put out these statements about the global boiling.
Yeah.
And just feeding into people's fear. People are just encased in fear nowadays. And the media and these elites, they just love it because it keeps their world going.
It's always a constant story.
Yeah.
Does anybody even think about this stuff? It's so blatantly obvious sometimes.
I know.
If you're in a business, because the media is a business, they're not a service. They're not a utility. They're not a blue collar guy swinging a hammer. They're a necessity.
Yeah.
In a big way, but they run it for profit. But most importantly, these 24-hour cycles or even the morning news corporate style that is just, it's gotten so bad. They will always have a story, at least one, on a slow news day for the rest of their existence with global warming.
Oh,
so
it never
why
ends,
wouldn't they just love it?
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. But at the same time, they, it's never facts. It's just like, man, it is the records and we're all, you know, the global warming. And then they have some expert that shows up on some green screen and he's sitting there going like, oh, the data says that we're all gonna die, and then
nobody questions it. Nobody
exactly. And where's the counter argument?
I tried to explain this last hour. I don't think it's hard to do it when I'm watching tables of data this morning on Phoenix temperatures, trying to figure out when has there been a series of days in July where it was above 110, because that's all of a sudden the new thing. 30 days above 110 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it was weird in the middle there because I was looking at the weather app and it was 108 2 days, and that would have made it 15 days at 110, right?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, next thing I know, the weather folks say, well, no, it was actually 110 both days. I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, how many other times in Phoenix history has it been 108, 109? Because to me, 108, 109, and 110 is not a big difference. It's hot, right? And there was days where it was like 15 or 19 days in a row, but then it dropped to like 108 for a day or two. And it's like, big deal.
108 big to deal. 109 is the same as 103 sometimes, or even 105. I mean, when you get up over 100, it's over 100. But it's just, and I get it. It's a hot summer.
Yeah.
It goes through these cycles if you look at history. But, I mean, people out there saying that this is the hottest, the hottest year on record in 125,000 years, AOC said.
Oh, there you go, that high? I heard a,
who was that who said that? But it was out. They were preaching it.
We don't have very good records past, like, 125
years. No, but that's
years.
But they said it on air as it was a fact. And it's like, what are you talking
about? The more I read, and I'm a history buff, and I try to read all different eras of history, we don't know nothing. I mean, we think we know a lot, but all the time they're like, oh, like just on civilizations and things, they're like, or settlements, or when did man do this or that? All of a sudden they find something. It's like, well, we found something thousands of years earlier that they didn't know, because you just don't know. You don't know what's been buried. You don't know what's been lost. So when I hear it's the hottest ever, I'm like, oh, come on. You don't know what you're talking about. But then I also question, you know, where are you measuring this? How are you measuring this? All right. We've got more with Zach Ellman here from Just Wireless. I want to remind you about Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management. Glenn's a family guy and a guy that I think shares a lot of your values. I say this every time. I don't tell you how to invest. I tell you to make sure you talk to as many people as possible. Why don't you give Glenn a call? Talk about your portfolio. He'll give you a consultation. Look at your time horizons. Look at your risk factors. There's so much when you're talking about catering or setting up an individual person's portfolio. There's so much to look at there. Give Glenn a call. He might have an investment strategy that'll work for you. See if it's a good fit. 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. And here with Zach Ellman. Yeah, so Hobbs, just to kind of top this one off real quick. She's talking about, and this is the new standard now, which is people expect like a declaration of an emergency. So she's talking about issuing a declaration, possibly she's considering a declaration of emergency because of the heat.
What does that mean, though?
It opens up for federal funds. I think a lot of this comes down to
it's just
money.
It's just a power grab.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, what kind of powers? Because anytime you do an emergency, and we dealt with this with COVID, with Republican Governor Doug Ducey, he did the declaration of emergency on COVID, and all of a sudden he could just bypass the legislature, the slower process, and just wave his magic government wand and say, okay, you got to stay home. Remember the tubers on Salt River? No. You couldn't rent a tube and be outside. Nope. And now you look back at it and say, and I looked at it at the time, I said, how stupid is that?
That might have been one of the safer places with all the sunlight. Yeah, that would have been sunlight. Floating around people,
Exactly. And so it gives them the power to kind of do what they want to do.
King for a day.
And king for a day. But I think, Zach, they're just trying to utilize those powers more and more. But the sad reality is, I think a lot of people expect something. Like there's a lot of people out there like, somebody's got to do something. So the somebody usually turns out to be the government.
Well, when you breed a victimization society, yeah. I mean, do we really want to go deep on this? Because that's where it's going. That's what this is. It eats into the fear, and it's just, you know, worry about everything. I have tried to, in the last year, personally, not eat into fears as much, and it's tough.
It's hard.
It is hard. You're thinking, oh, wow, should I do this? Oh, man, we should put the gold money here, invest in this. Or, you know, I'm talking financial, business, stuff like that. And it's hard. Fear can get you down in different ways from different places, but that's what this is all about, in my opinion. Once again, back to the question, if you're just looking at it logically, what are you going to do? Are you going to block the sun? Are we going to go back to that idea? I think we talked about that a couple months ago.
The global dimming.
Yes. Let's just end it. Just put a cap on the sun and let's
I wouldn't put it past me because there's probably some contractor out there or something or special interest group that's giving campaign money that says, hey, we got a plan for you. We'll help you get elected.
Who knows what the plan is as far as some of the stuff's coming out? Look at what Kerry's saying about we have to limit food and population to survive global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Why? I understand you want to get rid of global warming as best you can. Okay, phase it out. Do it logically. Don't just stop producing food and starve people because you think that the end of the world is coming faster than it really might be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What are you doing?
You think people are going to die because of global warming at some date uncertain. So instead, let's make sure we don't produce enough food and
yellow
or natural gas for heat and let people die now.
He's talking about like a perfect example. Why didn't we save Yellow? The freight company. The largest mover of protein in this country right now is Yellow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So who's picking that slack up?
John Kerry.
He's going to do it in not jet.
You got to go catch crickets.
Yeah, he's going to do it in his that's not my jet.
Yeah.
And deliver it.
What are we doing? Yeah. That's a huge gap and no one's talking about it. Yeah. This is scary stuff. When you are messing with the way we make food and he says from fork to table, they want to revolutionize the entire way that this world is fed.
Yeah.
That's scary, Jeff.
So that's why I believe, and I encourage everyone to get the backyard garden. Yeah. By the way, before you leave here, I got some corn for you.
Oh,
Don't leave without that because we've got bags of it. So
Central Valley corn is amazing.
It's awesome. All right. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love your comments. Let's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Speaking of food, hey, head on up to Sportsman's Bar and Grill. It's Thursday, so they got the sliders. Great deal on sliders going on. They always have a great drink special. Matter of fact, Sportsman's Bar and Grill always has something on their $4 menu. I usually get their soups. I usually get like the Pozzoli, which they have tonight. Tomorrow's clam chowder, which I had last Friday. Really good. So go enjoy some great food up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. Up there, just north of downtown, right there in that Bash's Shopping Center. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Welcome back. Zach Gelman's here with me. I'm holding this up for anyone who watches the video. I want to thank the guys at Matador Coffee Roasting.
That's the Grand Canyon blend. That's good stuff.
Is that good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
They even have a good package.
It's cool.
Yeah. So this is a Flagstaff-based company.
I get it every day at the Chevron Swift right off the airport.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's delicious. You can buy the beans. They roast them. So they roast them in Flag. And I went over there today. They're actually neighbors at where I have my commercial space. And they're like, hey, you want some coffee? Hey, we listen to the show all the time. So I was like, well, thank you for the coffee. That was really awesome. Great looking bag, matadorcoffee.com. I'm going to grind some of these up, try it out here in a little bit. I was going to do it before the show, but I usually amped up enough. So probably.
Can you inject some into my veins directly?
You're having a so just wireless keeping you busy as always.
I mean, it's August is always busy with the traffic, kind of new students coming in, getting settled, so they're back. And a lot of traffic for the tourists, obviously. And then, you know, people are out and about. They're not moving 3 feet of snow around so they can get out and do their stuff. So we're constantly busy on that West Side store. It is.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, that we can help as many people when they travel as we do, because it's getting kind of ridiculous how many broken phones people are bringing in these days. Get your protection too with us, because you don't want it to happen. So come on in and see us before you break it even too, because we've got great deals on accessories always.
Yeah, good. Okay. And we'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a second. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love your comments as always. Let's hit another Arizona item here though, Zach. You've been in the rental business for a long time, as I have.
Yes.
You long-term?
I hope a year more. I mean, okay, so long-term.
More considered long-term. Yeah. Something I'll talk about Kelly Broaddus tomorrow when she does her market update is how the short term's starting to get hit. I think it got kind of saturated. But there is something that I think is optimistic for, Arizona, renters out there. And quite frankly, I mean, so many people are struggling. America's at a point where so many people are struggling all the time. They hide the numbers. They fudge the inflation numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the title of one of my podcasts last week was, you know, inflation's finally coming down as long as you don't eat, drive anywhere, or live somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, then it's like, that's what you need. Jeff, that's the basics.
I paid $8 for that beef jerky over there. Something's wrong.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just the off-brand stuff, too. Yeah. I can't. What am I going to take out on a second mortgage to buy the good stuff? I mean, you can't. I mean, $8. Yeah. That should be like $3.59.
Yeah.
That's 2019. That's what crazy is.
Well, that's what crazy is when you're talking about, because they're like, okay, inflation's finally coming down. Yeah, but the prices went to a new plateau. Even if you're telling me, oh, I should get all excited because it's only going up by 4% a year. Okay, let's just go with that, and let me curtail my excitement here. But the reality is, they're not going back down. You're not going to spend $3.59 on your jerky again. It's going to stay at the $8 or go up to $9.
Why would it?
Yeah, why would you? Yeah, it all systems adjusted is adjusting.
The crazy COVIDflation that we've experienced here, or really maddening spending by our federal government to ruin the United States currency, because that's the root of the problem. And they think by raising interest rates that you can curb inflation, which has been proven time and time again by people who actually are doctorates in economy or economists that aren't working at the Fed.
Yeah,
because it's always the experts from the Fed. You don't want to listen to those people. You want to listen to the outside opinions and not the ones that are on CNBC, okay?
Yeah.
Look at the numbers and look at also past countries that have tried to do this. It's right there in front of you. This is not going to work. The only way is to cut spending right away, which we're not doing.
No, they won't do. They won't do.
And they never will.
Zach, they can't. Just on the DC level, they can't cut the spending.
No.
They only control like 35% or something of spending, and that's being chiseled away at over time. Most of it's on autopilot, and it would take 2/3 majority of Congress to change the spending limits on that, you know, 65% of the budget.
We have let a bunch of people control our destiny monetarily who have no business doing what they've done, in my opinion, for the last 50 years.
Yeah, or
the way that they've managed money with wars and going into debt, and the way they shuffle things around. I mean, it all started with Social Security and Medicare. And look, don't jump down my throat. I get it. But I'm not getting Social Security. Jeff, you're not getting Social Security more than likely. You're kind of on the border.
It'll be so watered down that it's not going to be worth
anything. I'll root for
you
to be the last class to get that moniker. I
wish they had taken, like, my generation and said, okay, you can opt out. Let's fix this. Let's honor it. Okay, we got the system set up for the folks who put into it and said, you know, hey, they relied on it, right? And it's out there, but it's not going to keep working forever. You got less and less workers supporting more and more retirees. I talked to Japan about that. They have a heck of a problem over there with that system as well. But no, it's not working. I'm watching a date, August, I think it's 22nd, where the BRICS nations are meeting. And they're talking about, the rumor is gold-backed, another reserve-type currency.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work, but you can see these aren't dumb people out there in China and India and in Russia, et cetera, et cetera. They see what's going on.
They're not
Russia's
sitting,
got an axe to grind.
These places are not sitting on their heels, yeah. rooting for the yeah. American
to hope that we're dominant.
Because that's the thing. I mean, us as a country, you think about the small collective group that we elect to run the Treasury, okay, and what they've done to it.
Yeah,
it's a disgrace.
Yeah,
$31 trillion in debt is... They should be ashamed of themselves. And none of them should ever be able to get a bank account anywhere. Because that is a work history, and you have put yourself into debt illegally, in my opinion. Yeah. So, I mean, it's so bad, Jeff. The only way is if we do some major cuts that are never going to happen. Just like you said.
That's the only way. But the people, the majority of Americans won't you know do that. So it'll be forced eventually.
Well, you can
I just don't know when. This stuff
you
can
solve it very easily in a more simple way if you go back to just state individualism.
Yeah,
and stayed out of the Fed, and we just changed the way we run monetary systems within the government around it.
It'll happen again. Yeah. It'll change again. It'll be a horrible time period to go through. I just can't. None of us can predict when and how long these state planners can extend this. Yeah. I'm amazed all the time how long they keep.
This is why social planning is such a big construct in government because they know that it's not sustainable. They know that they have screwed up. Yeah. And the one thing that they can't let happen is complete chaos and falling apart because then they're the ones that everybody's going to go after. And they know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's happened a few times in history as well.
Wait, what, Jeff? what are you talking about?
I don't talk about France or anything like that.
Oh, no, never. Yeah,
I mean, it never happens. I think the sad reality is we say that most people are clueless, but I think most Americans do know something is fundamentally wrong. They might not be able to put their finger on it, but they know, hey, something stinks here. But a lot of them are like, there's nothing I can do.
This is the thing that I've gotten past. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody specifically. They're all to blame. But when it's financial, we should all, both parties, common people, should all blame them directly. It's both parties' fault.
No, I agree.
100%, but it's the political structure that we need to put on trial for this atrocity that's happened.
Yeah, well, I always, both parties are to blame. I always do say, though, that if I use the Thelma Louise analogy, the Democrats are full speed straight for the cliff. The Republicans are just a little meandering to get us there. They slow us. You know, they get in and they cut spending by a little bit. But it's still so grossly over. And look at the student loan thing. Here's another interesting one that I keep bringing up is the number one asset on the Fed's books, as far as liquid assets, it's student loans, like 42% or something.
Yeah.
And that's the very thing that they're trying to forgive. And you could argue one way or the other on that. But when you look at it just from a pure financial standpoint, now that Fitch lowered the U.S.'s credit rating just yesterday or something, so foreign nations looking at that, and they're saying, hey, you just had your credit rating lowered, and you want us to buy... There's like 20-something trillion in bonds out there that are coming due. They're always short-term, right? And then you're in another country, and you have your wits about you financially. You say, and wait a second, your number one asset is student loans, and you keep trying to forgive that? This doesn't sound like a good business plan.
Yeah, what you're doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing in vote. I mean, but that's what's going on, Jeff, for the last 50 years.
But I started, and we went 10 minutes down this rabbit hole. I started with Hobbs has actually signed a bill that I actually am glad she signed, which is the prohibition of towns and cities from being able to charge a rental tax.
Yeah.
So there's 91 towns and cities in Arizona. I think a good 2/3 of them have a rental tax. So you pay your $1,000 a month in money. Well, you don't do that anyway, but let's just go with that around them. $1,000 a month in rent. A lot of towns are like 3%. So you're kicking another $30 back for the government, right? That's being banned. I don't know when it goes into effect, but I assume the next couple of months, 30 days usually, something like that.
It's just another cash grab. Everybody's grabbing cash. I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before. I didn't raise my prices. I just wanted to keep them steady. It was like a goal of mine. Even though I'm kind of losing on margins, I didn't want to take advantage. Yeah. Like I see this stuff. I had a lettuce, is only costing so much more. For one reason, and that's the gas and the energy that's more expensive and the regulation and the tax that's been put on it. If you lift those, we're back down. That's another thing that we need to address one of these shows.
Well, once we have electric tractors, they're going to go back down.
The electric tank? Yeah, that's the solar-powered tank.
The electric plane to go overseas.
What's next, Jeff? Yeah. A screen door for the submarine? I don't understand what we're doing.
Well, anyway, so the good news is if you're renting, I will find out. I'm not sure when it goes into effect. I will get that information as soon as possible for you. But if you, I think Prescott, Cottonwood, a lot of cities, you're in that area. At some point here soon, the rental tax goes away. I would suggest once it does go into effect to kindly ask your landlord, okay, make sure that you deduct it by, because usually I itemize those things. Like we don't do it in Flagstaff with residential, but we do commercial residential tax or rental tax.
Yeah.
If that went away, I would immediately just, it's gone. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you get that deducted out and you can save some money coming up. Now, the media and the League of Cities and the politicians are like, the cities are going to lose $200 million. I was like, no, the taxpayers are going to save $200 million. Yeah. You got it all wrong. Yeah. You got it backwards.
That's, so. That's an ideology that is so common these days.
Yeah.
Work for us, public, you know, and we'll collect the tax and we know best.
Yeah, and we'll spend it.
Whoa. Priorities are flipped. Your position is the other way around. You're supposed to be helping. Mm-hmm. You're in government. You're a public servant.
What provide so many good services with that $200 million. Just think of all the puppies they help.
It's becoming totalitarian.
Yeah.
Like, sit down and shut up, you pubescent average commoner. And you're just trying to make a living.
We're subjects at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's getting tiresome.
This is the absolute argument that everybody should hopefully come to an agreement on at some point. And it's cyclical in history. The founding fathers knew this. The smallest government possible. And what I always, I usually say this privately to my wife, but I'll say it publicly. Governments need to be starved of money as much as possible because it all comes down to money. The more money they have, the more power they get. So if you can starve them of money, and I know some people, especially the far left and even a lot on the right now say, yeah, but they won't be able to do all those great programs. Once you have one program, then there's another, then there's another, then there's another, and it becomes a horrible.
But look across the line at all the services they run and the stuff that shouldn't be, you know, the end of the world, but it always sends up, like the fire department. We all want good fire departments. Every city, every town. Yeah. You want to respect firefighters. They do a heck of a job in this town. I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're good guys, and they have good departments, but they are always battling with the politicians about stuff they shouldn't be battling about.
Well, you'd think we'd agree on the basics like fire.
Yeah.
And police.
All the other stuff. Oh, let's spend all this money on boycotting uranium mining on Mars or whatever the hell they're coming up with next. Just this virtue signaling government stuff.
Yeah.
Where we have to take your money because we know better and try and help save the planet.
By the way,
such a job.
You mentioned uranium mining. I do will cover because now there's polls out and now there's supervisors out there pushing for the enlarging around the Grand Canyon, making it a monument. I can't remember the name. It's a hard name to say, but they want to use the Antiquities Act and have just Biden do it. And I want to dig into on another show more into the Antiquities Act and giving the authority to one person versus going through Congress and saying, okay, you want to create a national
any way around that you can monument. Skirt,
yes, yeah,
and just keep it under the table.
Yep. Let's go through a normal congressional process.
Dirty.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about things going on at Just Wireless real quick, plus a reminder on the chili cook-off. And a reminder here, go out to Timberline Firearms and Training, another great Northern Arizona company. Call them or stop by for great training courses that are going on. You got to book these early. They go very, very fast. 928-526-7900. 928-526-7900. Plus, they've increased the amount of time you can spend on the shooting range. Normally, you'd buy 1 hour. Now you buy 1 hour and you can stay there for 2 hours, 3 hours. So they're allowing you to have more time at the same great price. So head on out to Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. All right, Zach Elman's here with me, wrapping things up here for a busy day. You're making some changes, though, at Just Wireless.
We are. At the end of this month, we are going to be, unfortunately, closing the doors on our East Side location. Mm. We found it's a little bit of a constraint issue with having the two stores with what we want to do with some of our other projects within the business.
Yeah.
So we're going to just focus on that big, large, beautiful West Side location moving forward.
Okay.
And have the one store and be keeping that going for as long as we can. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but same time, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of different places and businesses shuffling right now, and it is a tough economy for people.
Running two locations adds a whole nother complexity.
Well, it does, but I mean, the employment thing is hard too, finding techs that are really skilled, because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff. And it's just, you know, you can always find, you know, good help, but you can't find great help. That's kind of been my mom.
Well, that'll help you there. And then I think you've got enough people coming in that they'll go across town. Or you notice people even come up from Verde Valley to the West Side spot.
Williams, so. People love you, Jeff. You're a superhero down in the Central Valley. I mean, you're going to win for president of Central Valley, Arizona someday, I think. But we're going to be there. It's easier to get in and out of, in my opinion, that West Side location, too, just off the freeway there.
Yeah.
So it's super simple. Traffic gets pretty weird down there on that intersection getting onto Country Club to hit the 40 again.
It's getting busy there.
That thing will back up there. Past the mall on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to turn into like the West Side Milton.
Yeah, they need like four lanes to turn left there.
Bottom line is the West Side location, you keep that going. You got some great deals going on the one across from the Flagstaff Mall.
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing a closeout sale from the 15th of the month to the 31st.
Okay.
It'll be all over social media and
remind
stuff.
Me and I'll
we'll throw it out there. But we're just going to be blowing out as much stuff on discount as we can.
Okay.
To save my back.
I better get in and look at that flip phone. And don't forget about the chili cook-off coming up Saturday, August 5th, and Sunday, August 6th. Starts Saturday at 10.
Saturday is 10:30. I'm sorry.
10:30.
Okay. Minutes. I forgot. 10:30 and 9:30.
And they can wander around the park if they show up early.
Well, bring your sunscreen.
Yeah, it's going to be warm. And you're going to sweat. You get that chili. It gets going. You buy the entry thing. You get the sample.
I can't wait to taste that chili. Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'll try to get out there as well. All right, Zach, I appreciate it. Always appreciate your insight. Talk with you soon.
Thank you, brother.
All right, and tomorrow, weekly roundup, but I'm going to go over all your comments, plus we got a big market update from Kelly Broaddus as well, so join us. Oh, and go check out the new video up at talkwithjeff.com. Take care.